All right, NFL no huddle round two. All of the other games from Sunday. Couple games. No, one game coming up tonight as well. Bills and Jets right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But we'll get back into the Falcons, obviously, in the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get the phone lines open for Falcons fans at 1240 as well, 404-726-0929. So you want to jump in and get on the line and talk about that win yesterday, 4-2 start, all that good stuff. We'll get there in about 20 minutes from right now. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's roll through some of these other games. Let's start with the one that started things yesterday in London. Jaguars are terrible.
Yeah, man.
They're 1-5.
Bears are better than...
Yeah. That whole division.
He's gotten...
Everyone in that division is good.
Caleb's gotten better. He played pretty good. Outside the interception, you got to put that ball out there for him, man. And he puts the ball out there, it's going. But he got my man Cole Kmet going.
Yep.
And the Jacksonville just awful.
They're just really bad. They're just a really bad team.
And I asked you earlier, Andy, if they didn't have a back-to-back games over there, Doug Peterson would be fired.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean,
they do, and yes. So they're going to play one more, and then that may be when they do that.
Yeah.
I guess it would be the second head coach fired this year is Robert Saleh.
But you know what? All it takes is one team to rip that Band-Aid off.
Oh, that's what it is.
That's all it is.
As soon as there's a crack in the dam, the water, I mean, it goes. Yeah. And that's what it is. There's going to be a lot of coaches that get fired this year.
Yes.
Obviously, Saleh did. Peterson's going to get fired in Jacksonville. Probably AP is going to get fired in Las Vegas sooner rather than later. Who knows? They're crazy up there in Charlotte. I don't know. Tepper's a madman.
I know that.
He might get rid of Canales. I have no idea what he's going to do up there. But, yeah, no, awesome performance yesterday from Caleb Williams. 4 touchdowns. DeAndre Swift has it going right now, too. And they're 4-2.
Yeah, man.
Like we said, everybody in that division's playing pretty good. Packers, with Jordan Love back and fully healthy, are playing really well, too.
Yeah, he was on yesterday.
Yeah, he threw 4 touchdowns as well. They beat the hell. Oh, one more thing on the Bears. Keenan Allen being healthy and back.
Then we kept saying that he needs that security guy. Keenan caught 2 touchdowns yesterday, and both throws were just ignorant.
The amount.
Ignorant.
That's exactly what they were.
Ignorant.
And that's what that guy can do. That's what that guy can do when he has the confidence.
Ignorant.
But having Keenan Allen back just to kind of calm things down when it gets a little frenzied is huge for them.
Man.
I don't know. I thought they were going to be okay this year. I didn't think they were going to be playing like this quick, but good for them. Marvin Harrison got a concussion in that game for the Cardinals yesterday. They're not playing particularly well. The Packers are, again, 4 touchdowns for
really
Jordan
good.
Love.
Really good.
You want to talk about this Colts-Titans game? We said we weren't going to talk about
man.
The crap games, but...
Before we get to it, are you taking Joe Flacco out?
No.
Okay.
Why would you?
I'm not... I mean, Anthony Richardson, I know you got to develop him and all that other thing.
You got to win games.
You got to win games.
Yeah, you got to win games.
And I love Shane, and I know Shane loves this young kid, but I can't take Joe Flacco out.
No, I'm not taking him out right now.
Yeah, the game was crap. I just want to hear Ridley.
Okay, Calvin Ridley talking about having zero catches yesterday.
What was kind of off that resulted in targets but no catches?
I had targets in the what part of the game? I had targets?
Fourth quarter, a lot of them.
All right, then. So need some in the beginning of the game, too, then. Like, getting crazy for me. So. It is what it is. I sucked today. I got to be better. But I got to get the ball a little early in the game so I can be in the game and here with the team so I can play well.
Yeah, Will Levis is ass.
Yeah.
Right,
I mean, that's
awful.
really what it is.
And then I know people, it was crazy because I think we mentioned this last week, and I was like, man, people need to lay off Ridd. His quarterback plays bad. That's before this game. Now, you go to him with the microphone and like, yeah, man, I want the damn ball. I know I'm getting all this money, and it's great. Appreciate you. I'm about to go right here and go to the most expensive steakhouse in Nashville, by the way.
Yeah, we're going to drown the sorrows with some fancy steaks.
Yeah, with 9 people with me, okay? that's what I'm about to go do, all right? But I want the damn ball.
Yeah, it'd be nice
to win. And I can't do nothing with this quarterback. And then Mason Rudolph is a backup?
Not better.
Come on, man.
I guess it might be better, but it's not that much better.
What the hell is Will? Man, whatever.
It's not good.
Whatever, dog.
It's like, I didn't realize. He did have 8 targets yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, 5 of them were in the fourth quarter.
There's a difference between... targets and balls that you can catch.
That's true.
And I don't think people understand.
That's true.
I don't think people understand
that. Not every target is a catchable ball.
Not every target is a catchable ball.
And when Will Levis is your quarterback, most of them aren't catchable passes. Yeah. Not a bad situation, man.
Yeah, man.
They're not a good football team.
Yeah, man.
They're 1-4 as well. They're 0-3 at home. They're trash.
Yeah.
Drake May made his debut yesterday. Made some nice throws, yeah, Drake May did.
He did, man. I think, you know, they're going to be a little bit more aggressive downfield with him, opposed to how they were with Jacoby Brissett. And, you know, guys made plays. Houston, when they're fully loaded with Joe Mixon and all them, and they didn't even have Nico yesterday, but they are a problem. Because that little young boy, they play quarterback. What a real deal.
Yeah, 3 touchdowns for C.J. Stroud yesterday. Just another nice performance for him. Joe Mixon, like you said, Joe Mixon back running good.
Yeah.
Nice to see that. Him over 100 yards. And then Will Anderson with a couple sacks yesterday, too.
Yes.
Actually, 3.
Yes.
3 sacks yesterday for Will Anderson.
Like, they were all man sacks.
Yeah.
Like, he was just running through people, man.
Yeah.
Like, come here. Oh, you want some of this? Like, just Debo sack.
Yeah, they're at least the Patriots are kind of bad in the way they're supposed to be bad. And if Drake May can play like that, at least there's a little bit of hope for the future. Again, you got to try not to get him hit as many times as they did, but we kind of knew that was going to happen. That Bucs-Saints game was outrageous.
Weird.
Like, the Bucs go up 17-0, and it's like, all right, they're going to steamroll these guys. And then Rattler kind of played pretty solid.
He was all right.
In the second quarter.
He was pretty solid.
And obviously, Kamara's a great player. They scored 27 points in the second quarter, the Saints did, and they took a lead going into half. They were down 17-0 in the first quarter. They're up 27-24 at halftime, and then they lost by 24 points.
Yes.
Like, that was the drunkest NFL game I've seen in a very long time.
They were down there getting the hand grenades drunk, man.
I think
down New Orleans.
The over-under set for that game was like 43.
They blew out the water.
In the first half, the Saints did it, or the Bucs did it by themselves. They scored 51 points in that game. Yeah, that game was... I don't know. I don't know really what else to say. Baker Mayfield's a tackle. He can be reckless sometimes.
Tackle somebody, Saints. Tackle some damn body.
So the Eagles won, and that's good.
Yeah.
It was hideous how they did it, and the Browns are just an absolute disaster. Which one of those situations do you want to start with first?
Let's start with the Eagles, because they did win.
They won.
Jalen, I think this is part of his cleanest game. No turnovers.
Couple nice throws.
But it was
nice touchdown.
Yeah, nice throw. It's always good to have A.J. Brown back. And then obviously you have you got Smitty there. But I think this is about their coach, man. And to me, and I follow my boy Hugh on Twitter, and I don't know what he's doing up there, but I don't know if he's antagonizing the listeners.
You know that he's antagonizing.
But
what did he say?
It's just like I think that their coach is reaching right now to find something. And to me, it seems like it's rubbing off on his team. And to me, it seems like they don't like this cat, and they're just tolerating him there. And you can just tell, I don't know what the hell he's doing going to the crowd. What are you saying to them? And then you knew they were going to grill your ass about this. And then you come to your press conference with your kids.
Savvy move.
That's savvy as hell.
Savvy move.
You bring your babies with you to the podium because you know that Philadelphia media ain't going to get after you.
We want to grill you.
Yeah.
We want to ask you, but the kids are cute.
Yeah.
Kids are cute. And anytime a tough question gets asked, you just pop that little,
that
little baby right up there in front of the microphone.
It's
a savvy move, man.
It really is, man. And, I mean, there's nothing to say about Cleveland. Dude.
Well, there's one thing to say about Cleveland.
But, no, it really isn't because they're not going
to
happen.
It has to happen.
No.
They have to bench him.
I agree with you. They're not going to. You hear what he said. They are 0-36 in their last freaking third downs.
Oh, my God. They're 0-36 on their last 36 third downs?
Oh!
Jeez.
And if Myles Garrett doesn't make a superhuman play, if Myles Garrett just to jump over the damn dude and block the kick and they scoop and score, they are – just like I said, Stefanski is bringing that team – and the Eagles coach is bringing their team down. Deshaun's bringing them down.
Oh.
I couldn't imagine. Like, I was on a team when we had a quarterback that none of us wanted. And because of what they gave up to get him, they had to play him. And we all – And first of all, because we didn't like him. Now, I'm not saying they don't like Deshaun up there. Like, we didn't like this cat. We were like, hey, man, we don't want to play with him. And then he started playing like butt.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, get him up out of here. Myles Garrett and I don't know who else, the leaders are on that team. They got, hey, Kevin, we want to feel like we have a chance to win.
Yeah.
And we don't feel like we have a chance to do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Somebody's got to say something.
And I understand the financial side of it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They're probably going to cut him at the end of the year, and they're going to have the biggest dead cap, biggest buyout, whatever, in the history of the league. Is anybody going to sign him?
Nope.
Like that? Like, that's crazy.
Only way, if I'm a team, I would take that kind of, I would say, okay, we'll take Deshaun, but y'all got to give us Myles Garrett, too.
Yeah.
We'll take the contract.
And then we'll cut him.
Yeah. Y'all got to give us Myles Garrett.
And then we'll cut him.
Yeah, y'all give us Myles Garrett.
We're not doing all that. The Ravens-Commanders game was awesome.
Yes.
It lived up to the – shout out to the Commanders, man. They're a tough team. The Ravens are just better.
They are better. And that damn Derrick Henry, man, they figured it out how to use him.
Yeah, the eye formation.
Yeah. And they got Mark Andrews involved yesterday. And if they get Mark Andrews more and more involved, Lamar threw 300 yards yesterday.
Yeah.
So you put him, then you got the other tight end, likely. And then you got, you know, Zay and them boys.
Zay's playing good.
Zay's playing really good, man. And that offensive line has seemed to figure it out. Is your guy still starting up there?
Yeah, he's playing good.
Yeah, he's playing good.
Yeah, Roger Rogers playing better.
And everything like that. But, yeah, the thing is, you see that big old fullback you got with that big old tailback? Just toss it to him and just let him run behind everybody.
Yeah. And by the fourth quarter, like, people are tired of it. They don't want
Bobby
it anymore.
Bobby Wagner's one of my favorite players.
Bobby Wagner's great player. He's going to Hall of Fame.
Yeah. He didn't want none of that. On that touchdown run, that ISO.
He was about done.
Yep.
Is that this guy again?
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah, he's like,
enough.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
How many times did they hand it to him? 24 times.
Yeah.
24 times. By the fourth, because, again, it's not just him either. It's that damn fullback.
Yeah.
They got that fullback. They got 550 pounds of human.
Yes.
Coming
full tilt.
Coming into the backfield full just to take you out of your cleats, man.
Yeah.
I love it. I love Baltimore. It took them a minute to figure it out. I think they're the best team in the NFL.
They got it.
Like, if they can stay healthy and Lamar's playing like that, I don't know how anybody's going to beat them.
Yeah.
Nice win for the Chargers yesterday as well.
I'm glad they won, but I picked the damn Broncos when they
came.
I thought the Chargers were going to, but they did it. Scary situation with Jim.
Yeah, Harbaugh had to leave the game with an arrhythmia.
Yeah, they say he was fine afterwards and everything. But, yeah, I thought that was the best game they played all year.
It was.
That was the best game they played.
Yeah, most complete game for sure. Their defense is good.
Yes, because they're healthy.
Yeah.
Derwin James is healthy. He's out there.
Yeah.
Now, the biggest thing is
just don't get suspended again.
But, all that. And I think, real quick, the funniest game yesterday, and you want to talk about taking it personal against another team. What Detroit did to Dallas yesterday. That was a butt kicking on every level of butt kicks. But for them to be throwing damn hook and ladders to offensive linemen, that's even worse. Like, they rubbed it in your face.
They had stuff saved for that
game. Yes, they rubbed it in Dallas's face. And I love when Dallas loses mainly because of the Cowboy fans.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
But the biggest loss of the season could be Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
You lose that
huge
dude.
Huge win, but huge
you
loss.
You lose
at
that
the
guy,
time.
Man. That's a big time loss for Detroit, man.
When if Max Crosby really is a trade candidate,
yes.
They're definitely getting in that market.
Oh,
because
yeah.
They're a Super Bowl contender,
yes.
Man. They're a really, really good football team, and to lose the best guy on defense like that, because he's been good, but he's having his best year so far, too.
Yes.
You hate to see a guy get hurt like that. Did you see? The Commanders ran a flea flicker screen pass.
Yes.
You see that?
Why do you need all that action?
I don't know. This is kind of cool.
But, I mean, the trick play that Detroit ran with the toss, and then the throw to LaPorta.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, Ben Johnson, he's going to take a job this year.
You'd have to think. That man's in his bag.
Yeah,
so that was impressive to watch. Anything else?
No, Justin Fields still the starting quarterback.
For now.
For now, yeah.
But he's 4-2.
He's 4, and that's all you can say.
And that game last night was just gross.
Joe Burrow caught out, though.
Love seeing Joe Burrow scramble
Joe
for 50.
Joe Burrow caught out.
Get to the
caught
house.
Caught out on him.
Love to see that. He's only one of 12 quarterbacks in, like, the last 30 years to have a touchdown run of that long. The other guys are all really fast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
could guess like most of all the other guys.
I'm going to make a generalization of that.
That's a great question.
Yeah, I'm going to make a generalization.
Is he the only? Yeah, I'll have to look that up.
Yeah,
it is 2024.
Yeah,
the year
yeah.
continues.